Don't touch that dial. You are currently tuned into The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, sharing good stuff that just makes the day go better. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
I would agree wholeheartedly. Cattlemen and women, mark the date Monday, February 12th for the Slutnangus 36th Annual Bull and Female Sale at Faith Livestock Auction starting at noon Mountain Time. 115 bulls, 30 heifers, bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring the bull Man in Black. That's Slutnangus, and it's February 12th, noon Mountain Time at Faith Livestock.
Guess what kicks off on Friday, Mike?
I'll bet it's the Black Hills Stock Show.
And rodeo. You are exactly right. Starts Friday, ends February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota. It is the largest trade show in the region, featuring more than 300 vendors. And they have it all. They have four nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th. They have more horse shows and sales. They have cattle shows and sales. They have rodeo events, including ranch rodeo, on the January 30th.
Lots of things going on. Check it out at blackhillsstockshow.com.
That's right.
A fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike. You got a good agenda today?
Well, I have something about bills in trouble.
Oh, I like that. And I've got something called 2 days.
All right, you do yours, and then I'll see if I can get in this by James Barton Adams coming up.
Okay, sounds like a winner. 2 days. There are 2 days in every week about which we should not worry. 2 days which should be kept free from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, with all its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot undo a single act we perform. We cannot erase a single word we said. Yesterday is gone forever. The other day we should not worry about is tomorrow, with all of its possible adversities, its burdens, its large promise, and its poor performance. Tomorrow is also beyond our immediate control. Tomorrow's sun will rise, either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds, but it will rise. Until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet to be born. This leaves only one day. Today. Any person can fight the battle of just one day. It is when you and I add the burdens to those awful eternities, yesterday and tomorrow, that we break down. Let us, therefore, live but one day at a time. I don't know who wrote that. Certainly words of wisdom.
By James Barton Adams. Bills in trouble. I've got a letter, Parson, from my son way out west, and my old heart is heavy as an anvil in my breast. To think the boy whose future I had once so proudly planned should wander from the path of right and come to such an end. I told him, when he left his home, not 3 short years ago, he'd find himself a plow on a mighty crooked row. He'd miss his father's counsel and his mother's prayers, too. But he said the farm was hateful and guessed he'd have to go. I know there's big temptation for a youngster in the West, but I believed our Billy had the courage to resist. And when he left, I warned him about the weight and snares that like hidden serpents in life's pathway everywhere. But Bill, he promised to be faithful, to keep a careful, and be allowed. He'd build a reputation that'd make us mighty proud. But it seems as how my counsel sort of faded from his mind, and now the boy's in trouble. Oh, the very worstest kind. His letters came so seldom that I somehow sort of know that Billy was a trampling on a mighty rocky road, but never once imagined he would bow my head in shame, and in the dust at Waller his old daddy's honored name. He writes now from Denver, and a story's mighty short. I just can't tell his mother. It'll crush her poor old heart. And so I reckoned, Parson, you might break the news to her. Bill's in the legislature, but he doesn't say what fur. And again, that was from James Barton Adams, who lived from 1843 to 1918, from Breezy Western Verse in 1899. Thought you'd enjoy a little bit of that.
I think that is very funny. I did not see that coming. You got me on that one. Hey, let's talk about cats a little bit. Time spent with cats is never wasted. Did you know that?
I did not.
Mae Sarton said that, and the furry little buggers, meaning cats, are just deep, deep wells you throw your emotions into. Bruce Schimmel. Is a quote from him, and cats can work out mathematically the exact place to sit that will cause the most inconvenience.
Somehow they do that. And now you know, because you were listening to The Good Stuff.